Well, after 2 days of impressive gains, the stock market pulled back again today, closing out the week down 170 points today at 17,737. We see the NASDAQ composite down 32 at 4705, and the S&P 500 down 17 at 2045. The yield on the 10-year note is back down to 1.97%. Looks like crude oil has ended the week at $48.36 a barrel. Crude's been flirting with new six-year lows today. We see ExxonMobil down 13 cents at 92.10. Chevron, which is also part of the Dow, down more than $2 at 108.21. Gold, meanwhile, rebounding up nearly $8 today at $1,216.10 an ounce. And silver up 3 cents at $16.42 an ounce. The market initially started mixed on the better-than-expected December jobs report, showing the nation's unemployment rate slipped to 5.6% last month, and employers added 252,000 jobs in December. Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much. Happy New Year. It's been a rough start to 2015 with a lot of volatility so far. Give us your view of what we got here.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you, and Happy New Year again to you.
Ed, give us an update here. They say as January goes, so goes the rest of the year on Wall Street. Based on what we've gotten so far, what do you see ahead here?
Well, I see a continuation of the volatility that we talked about before, and I expect to see that throughout the year. I don't necessarily buy into the principle that if the market's necessarily up or down strong in January, that forecasts the rest of the year. But at this point in time, we're facing the dilemma of what I would call bad economic news and data coming out of the Europe area and excellent data coming out of the U.S. area, which is a really an important positive.
Certainly, the jobs report came in better than expected, and we did see the market try to extend the rally we've seen over the past couple of trading sessions, but it fizzled out. So what's an investor to do at this point, given this volatility? Where would you be putting money now and or taking off the table?
I would focus on the earnings outlook here. We're going to start to see the companies that report very early here within the next week or so, and then we're going to see the quarter ending December 31 earnings for the next 4 or 5 weeks. I think they're going to be very positive, and I think that will be a plus factor in the market. But we're going to be negatively handicapped by the volatility and by what's going on in the rest of the world. I continue to recommend the steel securities. I like that group at this point in time. They're selling at the bargain prices, in my opinion. I like the environmental stocks. I would continue to be careful with the technology stocks. The group there, in some cases, is selling at what I would say outstanding price-earnings ratios and price-sales ratios. I would also be careful with the restaurant stocks, as I've said before.
All right, what about oil? Where do you see it going, and what do you do with the oil stocks now?
I've been a steady buyer here over the last few days. I buy on a scale down. I don't look for exactly the bottom, but I'm a buyer of oil stocks and oil service companies. I strongly recommend that group of securities, also including the natural gas industry.
It looks like gold has held up surprisingly well despite the strength of the dollar, holding above 1,200. In fact, gold has had a better year than stocks so far. What's your view on the precious metals here?
Well, I'm not a favorite of gold at this point in time, and it's very noticeable that in the last several months that when the market moves down, gold moves up the same day, and then the reverse occurs when the market is very positive, the gold turns downward. I think the price of gold still is at a relatively high point compared to its usage, and therefore I do not recommend the gold securities.
All right, what about the entertainment industry stocks? We've got a lot of people in town for the Golden Globes this weekend. Any favorites in the media space?
I do not have favorites in that space.
All right. Well, we won't ask you about the movies either then. And Ed, thank you very much for joining us live here in the KNX Business Hour. Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown L.A., capping off a volatile first full week of trading for the stock market in 2015 with the Dow slipping 170 points. We're back to 17,737. NASDAQ down 32 at 4704. And the S&P 500 down 17 points at 2045. The yield in the 10-year note at 1.97%.